always is. Wow, simply spectacular. Thank you so much. So, good morning. I'm so happy that we all showed up on this bright and cheery Sunday morning to spend some time together to feel the presence. I am, for our global organization, the way I'm of service, like we ask everyone to be of service in our center and in the world and everything, the way that I'm of service to our global organization is I'm the chairperson for Global Services. And it's the arm of our organization that brings the science of mind to all of our communities around the world. And the beauty of being of service and being able to just show up and give our gift wherever it is that we're called to give it, it's such a beautiful thing. Wherever we are, we show up, and there's always a place and opportunity to give of that. And for some reason, I'm just so moved by the amazing reach of the science of mind. Do you know how many countries we're in? More than I can even count and know. But all around the world, people are exploring their relationship with God. And you know, we do it in a particular way. We have this philosophy called the science of mind, and that's what it is. It's a philosophy, it's a way of living. And then we have our brothers and our sisters of all of the other walks of life that are finding their way to commune with that intelligence, that presence, that supreme power, that divinity of love, whatever name it is that we like to give it. All around the world, there are people just like us. Some are sitting, some are kneeling, some are laying down, some are standing to know the presence. And one of the committees that we work with is called the Heart of Peace Committee. And so the Heart of Peace Committee reminds us that to meditate by ourselves, we create an energy. Have I shared this with you before? I might have. If I have, you're welcome. When we meditate by ourselves, there's an energy. And we feel it and we know it, we experience it, and it's pretty yummy. When we are willing to come together in community, in spiritual community, and do this thing together, it is not just magnified, but it is exponential. And we create this field that we share. And so every time we're willing to come together in the spirit of knowing the divine, which is what we're doing together, it just illuminates all over the world. So I'm so grateful that we get to do that here this morning. And the vibe of the prayer and the opening and the music and the contemplation that we knew was going on within Hal when he was writing it, and then he's sharing it with us, and it's palpable. True? You can kind of feel it? Kind of feel it, right? So I invite you to just feel it. Just let your eyes close if you want. Keep them open if you want. Really doesn't matter. They can be open. But feel it. Put your hand on your heart. Recognize that the power, the presence, and the authority that is God, the living Spirit Almighty, is right here. In, through, and as each one. And as you allow your hands to come away from your body, let them just gently feel that energy, that vibration continues way beyond our body. Continues way beyond the sound of my voice and the vibration of my voice. It even bumps up against the person that's next to you. And it doesn't just bump, but that energy, that vibration mingles and encounters. And it doesn't have any opinion at all about oh, no, not you, or oh, no, it just is. Just finds itself, and it mingles, and it encounters, and it loves, and it is. And so when we come together in the spirit of our oneness, in the spirit of our wholeness, in the spirit of who and whose we are, then we don't even have to talk about the fact that there's no separation. There just is no separation. It's no longer a matter of where am I separating? It's a matter of there's only one. And in that oneness, there can be no separation. In that oneness, where maybe my body ends here and Fred's begins there, but there's something between us. Not just because we've been married as long as we have. And even though I'm here and y'all are sitting there and I'm standing and you're sitting, there's something between us. I call it love. I call it God. I call it the supreme intelligence. And so we come together to commune with it. We come together to know it. We do it in our prayer chair, and we do it when we're together. We do it in our meditation, and we do it at the grocery store. We do it in our silence, in our music, in our poetry, in our art, in our music. Said that twice. Must be big. And we do it in all of the ways that we live. Hafiz, the great master said, God said, I am made whole by your life. Each soul completes me. It isn't just that God and I are one, which is a lovely, lovely idea to embody and embrace and contemplate and commune with. It's that there can be no other way. If God is all there is, and if God isn't your word, use supreme being, use divine intelligence, use the thing itself. If I'm one with that, then there can be no other way but for it to be moving through me. So I say it like this. I say, God is the love that I am. When I'm expressing love, I'm expressing the divinity of God. I say it like this, God is the wisdom that I am. When I'm expressing wisdom, I am allowing that infinite divine intelligence that is almighty to move through me as wisdom. When I'm saying, God is the beauty I am, I'm letting go of all of my ideas of what beautiful is, and I'm allowing the beauty that God is to be moving through me. It's all God. How am I reminding myself? How am I coming into awareness of that? And how am I letting it live me? Oh, how am I allowing God to live me? I really am interested in that idea. I'm not here to live God, although I live God's life. But what I'm finding more powerful in my own conversation these days is, how am I allowing God to live me? How am I allowing myself to let go of my preconceived ideas of how great it can be and let it be greater? Of how abundant life can be and allow it to be more abundant? How beautiful it can be and let it be more beautiful? I subscribe to many publications, as I'm sure many of you do, and I found in this beautiful Truth Be Told from Unity an article written by Eric Butterworth. Familiar? If you aren't, you might be interested in looking him up. He had a lot of good things to say. And in this article, Eric Butterworth writes, "The great truth taught by the mystics of all ages is life is lived from within out." Yes? This means that the whole universe is concentrated at the point where you are. Big idea. This means, let's just take it slowly. This means that the whole universe is concentrated at the point where you are. The entirety of the universe, known and unknown. Remember how much is unknown and how much is known. Known and unknown, the entire universe is concentrated at the point where you are. More than this, you are the universe expressing as you. You are its living enterprise. It forever stands behind you with its full resources. Well, that's good to know, isn't it? However, the fullness of this universal support comes, here's the kicker, through you. And you know, Ernest talks about this, as much of how much good of the universe can we have, as much as we can embody, as much as we can accept, right? Eric Butterworth says it this way. The fullness of this universal support comes through you and not just to you. The most profound knowledge that you can attain is that your whole existence flows forth inexorably from a universal process, which is always from the inside out. So we go looking for God. We go looking for God in all of the right places. We come to a spiritual center, and we go to our prayer chair, and we go into nature, and we go into all of those beautiful places. And yet, all we're doing is we're allowing ourselves to be in the field of the allness of God. And really, what we come to find is that wherever I am, God is. And it is expressing in me and through me and as me and into my life and illuminating it with my understanding of that divine presence. My life is illuminated with my understanding of that divine presence. It can be no other way. I find the God that I know. If I don't like the God that I'm finding, where should I look? Yeah. Yeah. Let me go within. Let me go within and find a greater idea. Expand it. Enhance it. And how do I do that? I do it by communing with the presence. I do it by communing with it, by just simply being present to it. There is nothing to find. Ah, who was I talking to about that this morning? There is nothing to find. Only that presence to know and to recognize my oneness with. It's kind of anticlimactic, isn't it? Yeah, there's nothing to do. All right, well then. But there's so much to do in that, isn't there? There's so much to do in that. It's not like we can really just go sit in our prayer chair and just be done. Okay, I'm sitting. There needs to be a willingness, does there not? And an openness and an acceptance. Pretty soon some forgiveness might show up. Pretty soon some love is going to start mingling in there. But it is in our willingness to go to that center and recognize and know the God of our own understanding. And commune. Get to know it. Let it love us. Yeah, big sighs. So the Eric Butterworth quote reminds us that it is moving through us. There's a life, there's a force, there's an energy that is moving through us. Can we stop it? Not really. I mean, we can kind of shut it down. We can deny it. We can say no to it. But we can't really stop it. It will find an outlet. Elizabeth Gilbert wrote that book, Big Magic. Did you guys read that? And I know I have mentioned this before, but it's so worth mentioning again. She talks about ideas as entities. She talks about ideas as living things that are swirling around us, everywhere around us, and that we, according to our belief, according to our acceptance, according to our recognition of it, welcome it and receive it. So ideas are swirling around us and bumping up against us and saying, hey, Patty, you know, try me, pick me, choose me. And I'm either open to it, willing to it, or I'm not. No harm, no foul. But they're swirling around all the time. Well, I have just thought that, since I read that book a couple years ago, I have just thought that was like the greatest idea. I thought, wow, what a new idea that ideas are these living things. And yesterday as I was reading an old book and looking through it, and I read that, oh my goodness, somebody said that a long time ago. It was not a brand new idea, but it was a brand new idea to me. And when I was able to hear it, to feel it, to accept it, to take it in, then it starts to come alive in me. Then I can start to work with it, to know it. And so it's not a brand new idea that God and I are one. It is not a brand new idea. I'm not breaking any secrets here. I'm not bringing any big news. But how are we hearing it today? How are we letting our lives be transformed by the truth of our own being and becoming more of the expression of the divinity of God? There's a life force, an energy, and an intelligence seeking an outlet through everything. If faith can produce wonderful results, then faith is something we ought to develop. If prayer and meditation can make the divine presence real to us, then we ought to pray, and we ought to meditate, and we ought to commune with the divine presence until it becomes real to us. Ernest Holmes, How to Use Your Power. How to use your power. Let us come into our awareness of it. Affirm, God is the health of my body, the inspiration of my mind, and the good of my universe. God is the health of my body. Go ahead, let's try it. God is the health of my body. Go ahead. God is the health of my body. God is the inspiration of my mind. Let's do it. Come on. God is the inspiration of my mind and the good of my universe. And the good of my universe. So isn't it different when you switch from listening to engaging, right? And you know, I'm so not interested in just a long monologue up here. But mostly because, it's just not fun, but also because we have to engage with it. It's one thing to know it here, but until we start living it and speaking it and breathing it and being it and acting it and living it, it's just living up here. We got to take it into our life. So how is it going for you bringing it into your life? How is it? Is it enough to simply say we are one, to sing the beautiful song, we are one, to feel it, to know it, and you know, feel that yumminess inside? Is that enough for you? Or is it wanting an outlet through you into the world in a particular way? Is there a part of your life where you are being just moved, I say it like this, moved by the Holy Spirit into action? Let yourself be. And if you're wondering, well, what does that look like for me? Sure, Patty, you're up there talking about it, but I don't have anything to do. Well, yes, you do. Yes, you do. It may not be clear yet, may not be known to you yet, but yes, you do. We're alive, alive, bringing life forward through our actions, through our awareness of our oneness with the divine. So whether it is that we're expressing abundance, amazing health or vitality or energy or creativity or wisdom or beauty? What is it that is expressing in you and through you and as you now? And it doesn't have to be just one, by the way. It can be all sorts of things. Let yourself get excited about what is coming through you. Let yourself get excited about what you're feeling on the inside, about that love, and let it show. Let yourself get excited about the beauty in your life and let it show. Let yourself be excited about the inspiration that's happening in your mind and share it with the universe. The water's warm. Join me. Rumi says it this way: what you seek is seeking you. And, you know, it's funny, but the universe, it does this thing where it aligns you with the people and the situations and the energy that match your output. Yay! Oh, goody! That's me! Shoot! Don't like that? Well, guess where you get to go? In. Go in. Go in. What's the energy? What's the vibration? What's the yumminess that's coming out of you that is attracting to you who you are? Yeah. We don't change anything out here, but everything changes, right? We come into greater awareness of how inspiration is moving through us, and things change out here. Those ideas, those things, those living entities, those living ideas, they start lining up. Because in here, I'm thinking about, oh, I really love life. Oh, I really love being in the presence of love. Ooh, forgiveness is happening in me. And life is lining up, and it's revealing to me who I am. It's good news. So, did y'all play Fortnite yet? Y'all know what Fortnite is? Some people do, some people don't. So I've only played Fortnite a couple times. But in Fortnite and in other video games, it's a video game. I know, right? I've played. In Fortnite and in other games and in life, we form alliances, don't we? We do. We form alliances. And why do we have alliances? So that we're stronger, right? We want to be stronger. So we form alliances with other people that we think will help us in our cause, in our work, right? All right. So we're doing this all the time, whether we're acknowledging it or not. We are forming alliances. Well, it occurred to me last night as I was seeing something that made me think of alliances and how we form alliances, that the same thing is going on in our mind. We're forming alliances in our mind with our thoughts. And our thoughts are combining. And our thoughts are connecting with each other. And they're building on each other. So I have one thought about love, and it's really great, and it's wonderful. And then I have another thought, because I'm spending time with that thought. And I'm creating another thought of acceptance and willingness and joy. And I'm creating these alliances for the goodness of life. And sometimes those other ideas come in. But you know, when I have a great alliance with all that is good, with all that is pure, that is unfolding in greatness around me, then when those thoughts of doubt and fear and confusion and judgment show up, you know they do. When they do, they're just there, but they are met with this alliance within me oh no, it's okay, I know who and whose I am. You have no power over me. I see you. And I know there's something behind you. But I have this alliance. I have this alliance of good, of truth. And I'm strong because I've built that. So we continue to create alliances in our own mind so that we're strong, so that when life shows up in the sticky ways that it might, we simply say, that's all right, I see you. But my alliance is over here. My alliance is with truth. My alliance is with wholeness. My alliance is with love. My alliance is with good. My alliance is with the power and the presence and the authority of God in me. So let's increase and improve our alliances, shall we? Our oneness with God. The more that we improve